I want to thank you very much, Rabbi Galler. I hope that everybody who is gathered in the shul and also the almost 550 of you, probably times two, who are gathered on the Zoom will be able to hear me. Bershus, Mrs. Kellermer, members of the Kellermer Mishpacha, Rabbi Galler, Rabbanim who are gathered in the shul and elsewhere, lay leaders of the Young Israel of West Hempstead, Marai v'Rabbeisai. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Hahu denachis kamei de Rabbi Chanina. There was once a person who went to daven for the Amid in the presence of Rabbi Chanina. And he starts to say Chazar Sashatz. Omar, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Vehoadir, Vehoizuz, Vehayorui, Hachozok, Ha'amit, Havadai, Hanechbot. Starts to roll out a whole series of descriptions of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. That Hashem is great and mighty and awesome and glorious and potent and feared and strong and powerful, v'chule. Himtin loy ad desayim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina waited till he finished. Kisayim amra le. Siyam tinhu l'chulish v'che demaruch. You're done. What he did was, instead of just saying the three that are in the sitter, he kept on going. Rabbi Chanina says, that's it. That's it. You finished. Lomeli kulehai. What's the point? What's the point? Anan hani tlos da amrinan, even we who only say three, the reason why we're allowed to say three is because ilav da amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu ba'iraisa, va'asu anshe kneses hagdola v'tiknuhu b'tfila, la'havi l'chayin l'n l'meimra l'hu. We couldn't even say three. The only reason why we could say three is because we have a matir. Because Moshe Rabbeinu and the Anshei Knesset HaGdola were metaken that we could say these three. V'at amrit kula hai v'azlit? And you go on and on and on? What, you think you're done? You added? And now you feel you've covered? You've covered everything you wanted to say? Moshe l'melech basa v'dam sh'ayu lai elef alafim din rei zahav, the Gemara says. It's a marshal of a king who had thousands and thousands of golden coins. And somebody says, ah, the king has a couple of silver dollars. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. You notice that it's a double embarrassment. It's not as if this person, the marshal, is the king has thousands and thousands. Somebody says, oh, he only has 1,000. But it's more than that. The king had gold. And the person says, ah, oh, a couple of shtikele kapikluch. That's what he's got. It's a genai. With all of the requisite and utterly appropriate lahavdils, with all of the utterly appropriate lahavdils, I want to begin my brief remarks with this Gemara. I told Mrs. Kellermer last week that in my 45 years of speaking, I have never, ever, once have had such a difficult assignment. I feel a huge achrayus. We heard, Baruch Hashem, from the family. We heard from Dr. Apfel. I feel like I'm representing the shul. I'm representing beyond the shul. I'm representing thousands and tens of thousands of people who were directly impacted by the life and regretfully, profoundly, by the patira of Rabbi Kellermer. And whatever I say, whatever I could possibly say, I will fall short. And I ask him for mechila. It is inconceivable for me to be able to say what properly needs to be said, le'ilui nishmas. I feel a shtickle b'vchinas bookends. I had the privilege, he invited me, Rabbi Kellermer, to speak at his installation. As the rabbi of the Young Israel of West Hempstead some 38 years ago, I welcomed him then. And today, 38 years later, I bid him farewell. I am overwhelmed by the death of this person, by the patira of a person who I consider to be an Adam Gadol Ma'od. And even though I feel that I want to share a little bit of my own history and my own pain and sadness, I think it's most appropriate in the time allotted to me to share everybody's pain and sadness. And among all of the qualities that are impossible to encapsulate in the longest talk imaginable, I want to reflect on two qualities that I've seen, Mibisari Echze, and that I have been led to believe and to know. So many of you gathered here and so many of you not gathered here have also experienced. What I'm about to say is not a chiddush. You all know it. I want to summarize it. Even Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoira, with all the lahavdals, we need a heter, we need a matir. Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, literally had Arba'a Chelkei Shulchan Aruch at his fingertips. And I'm going to say it one more time because it is absolutely incomprehensibly impossible to believe. Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer had Arba'a Chelkei Shulchan Aruch at his fingertips. And the reason why I could say that with certitude is because I know. Because as a pulpit rabbi for decades, I asked him all my tough shilas. And the tough shilas that I had ran the gamut from Ora Chaim, Yeridea, Chesha Mishpat, and Evan HaEzer. And what I'm saying, you know, because you also asked him those questions. And in a nanosecond, he had an answer. And he didn't just have an answer, but he quoted the text. After a while, I got used to it, but then I would pinch myself. It is impossible that someone who is so busy could know so much. On the rare occasions when he wasn't sure, he quoted the Shulchan Aruch, but he wasn't sure how to apply it to the particular circumstance that I raised with him. He said, you know what? I'm going to call my brother-in-law, Rabbi Walkin, in Israel. I'm going to ask him to go into Rebbe Yashiv. I'll call you back in 24 hours. As if he had nothing else to do. Within 24 hours, he calls me back. And he had the answer. Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer had Arba'a Chelkei Shulchan Aruch at his fingertips. I spend a lot of time trying to help rabbis. And I once brought Rabbi Kellermer to a Yarchei Kala of about 40 rabbis that I was running. It happened to be in Boston. And in about 4 days, there were 40 rabbis who also started to call Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer with their shaylas. So you could start multiplying. Somebody who's dedicated to his shul. His shul, your shul, exploded under his tenure. And he takes care of you in a lot of ways. And now he's taking care not only of you and not only of me, but 40 rabbis. And you know, when 40 rabbis have a good experience, they tell their friends. I am telling you that Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, carried around on his shoulders hundreds of rabbis with thousands of shilas. And I am telling you that we are bereft. We are beside ourselves. I cannot tell you how many times in the last month people have called me with questions and I say, oh my God, I don't know. But who am I going to call? Who am I going to tell you to call? We are Yesaimim. We are Mamish Yesaimim, not just you, the members of his shul, but the Jewish community. We are Yesaimim because he had every simen in Shulchan Aruch, and I can't believe I'm saying it, at his fingertips. Number two, his kindness and his sensitivity and his Ben Adam Lachavero was more than legendary. You know the stories because you lived the stories with him. I lived stories with him as well. I know that I referred not just Rabbanim to him, I referred Balabatim to him. Vayla Zisa Tayri Yidin, who had fertility issues, who had end-of-life issues, who had dinei mamonis issues that were tearing families apart. And I said to them, here's the deal. You have to call Rabbi Kelemer, but you have to take a nap because you have to call him at 12:30 in the morning. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you four cell numbers, four cell phone numbers. You take a nap, you wake up, you set your alarm clock, you call them at 12:30 in the morning. I can't tell you how many times I went to sleep and set my alarm clock for 12:30 in the morning and I called him and the first two cell phone numbers were busy at the same time. And he had for Nahin, it's a hair, and it's 1 in the morning, and it's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm plotting because I'm dying because I want to go to sleep. And he's helping Jews. It's not just that he's in the hospital. He's helping Jews all over. The level of his kindness, the derech eretz, the empathy. We have no idea how many people are crying now. Are crying now because they don't have who to turn to. And it's not only you, the members of his shul, I am telling you, across the United States and beyond, I sent them to him and he's makabel them and he embraces them. He doesn't know them from a hole in the wall. And he treats them with such kindness. And he does all of this and did all of this with absolutely shocking, total, and utter self-effacing anivus. He was one of the greatest humble people I have ever met. And he came by godless, honestly, but he was incredibly humble. Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer Zatzal was blessed with everything. He was blessed with everything. And I was thinking about who's blessed with everything. Where do we have a model of who's blessed with everything? And I remembered that the Torah tells us, that Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. What do you need to have in order to be blessed with everything? So Rashi says, Bakol Ole Begamatria Ben. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that he had a daughter, Shayale Basu Bakol Shma. So you want to be blessed with everything. If you're blessed with children, you're blessed with everything. And we've heard from a child before. I'm not in a position to speak about Rabbi Kelemer as a father. So I want to move on. Rabbi Eliezer Amadai Emer says the Gemara Bava Basra, it's Tagninus Hoysar Loi Leavram Avinu Shekol Malche Mizrach Umayrav Mashkimim Lepischa. You want to be blessed with everything? You're blessed with, it's tagninus, means chokhmah and deya, wisdom. You're blessed with knowledge, not the kind of knowledge that all chachmei mizrach umayriv, but the kind of knowledge that rabbanim and gedolim come and seek your advice and ask you shailas. This is wisdom. This is knowledge. This is Torah. This is the chokhmas ha-Torah. This is intellectual. This is teaching. This is advising. This is telling people as ha-derech asher yel chupa. And then the Gemara concludes, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, you know what it means to be blessed with everything? Even tova ha-isa tluya b'tzavarav shel Avraham. V'chol chayla shahaya raya isa miyad nisrap. The kayach of healing. This is not intellectual. This is not cerebral. This is not rational. This is emotional. This is empathetic. This is sensitivity. And this is kindness. And you have this, you have everything. I think we would agree that we know very few people who are ga'ine oilam in chachma and ga'ine oilam in kindness. Rabbi Yehuda Kalamer Zatzal was both, and in his case, they were not mutually exclusive, they were reciprocally resonant. He was both. And this is what he had, and this is what he gave. I have lost not just a personal friend, I've lost a Rebbe. I've lost a Rebbe. I've lost a teacher. I've lost a Meir Derech. We have all lost a Rebbe, a teacher, not just the teacher of Torah, the wisdom of Torah, but a teacher of the sensitivity of Torah. A gadol ben adam lamakom and a gadol ben adam lachaver. I ask mechila, because I didn't even begin to say what I could say, what I wanted to say, what can be said. It's mamish tiny. It's tiny, and I'm sorry. But we can only say what we could say. I wish we can go around and ask 900 people gathered here to share stories. And I'm sure many of you have, and we always will. And so on this Shleshim, when we say goodbye to Meirenu V'Rabbeinu, to our Rebbe, our beloved, beloved Chaver, friend, Rebbe, teacher, Meir Derech. We want him to know the unbelievable impact that he had, which we don't even begin, each one of us, to appreciate what the magnitude was. We wish nechama to Mrs. Kellermer, powerful, powerful partner, powerful partner. I can't tell you how many conversations I had with her. The rabbi's not home, the rabbi's in shul, reach him here, reach him there. Rabbi is home, he's busy, he'll call you. An extraordinary human being. We wish nechama to the Einiklach, to the Urei Niklach, to the Dorei Doris, that this incredible couple were able to bring into this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant them nechama, should grant nechama to the young Israel of West Hempstead, should grant nechama for all of those who looked up to this unbelievable human being as a paragon of Torah knowledge and of humanity. Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer, Yehi Zichroi Baruch, Tehei Nishmasai Tzrura, B'tzeror HaChai.